Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number, when you hear somebody hang up, is 866-444-3478. We have somebody calling to identify our contest, our mystery contest. I'm going to start with that, and then we'll get into some other issues. Larry in Ogden, Utah, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your guess or identification of our mystery?
My guess is the big tooth maple.
Well, that's exactly right. What, did my clue about my favorite plant help you?
It did.
Big tooth maple is one that grows here in Texas, but it will grow in a wide range across the country. It's just a spectacular one because it has such a thick, beautiful leaf and is really doesn't have any built-in problems at all. It is a great tree to use. Did you have anything else for me? Did you have a question? Or
I don't believe so, not today. I normally do, but...
Congratulations on winning. Did Mary Rose get your information, contact information?
No, she didn't.
Okay, let me put you back on hold. Thanks for calling, Larry. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
As he identified the big tooth maple, Acer I'm drawing a blank on the name. I'll get it for you in a second. Anyway, it's one that will grow in alkaline soils, it'll grow in sandy soils, it'll grow in sandy loam soils, and just a beautiful tree for a big portion of the country. The course that we're talking about, the Natural Organic Certification course, sponsored by Torque, is 15 chapters. You take it a chapter at a time and then pass a little test at the end of the of each chapter that you do. And once it is once you do all of 15 chapters, you get certified by the Texas Organic Research Center, which is our nonprofit. The nonprofit that is on a mission of doing a couple of things. One's doing research itself, and then the other is collecting research that's available from other people. But the online course covers things like soil building, fertility, two chapters on insects, beneficial insects and pest control, disease control, weeds, two chapters on installation and management, one on food crops and one on landscaping. There's a chapter on irrigation, and it's all under the Texas Organic Research Center. Acer grandidentatum. I can't believe I drew a blank on my favorite plant. Acer grandidentatum is the scientific name of big tooth maple. All righty, let's see. I need to get a couple of other things. Oh, I need to tell you about the way to get the stem cell therapy information. We've got a little bit different setup. It's easier to get in touch with them if you call directly to Dr. Dorsey, who is the doc where I got my stem cell treatment on my torn knee and completely healed it. But you can give them a call and set up a free consultation. The telephone number is 214-727-1715. Let me do that again. To get this free $200 value of a consultation about stem cell therapy for some injury that you have or some chronic pain or some problem in your body, it can help with all kinds of things. You can call Dr. Dorsey at 214-727-1715. And just a final thought before we go back to the phones, my books, all 15 of them are available, some easier than others. You can get the ones that I recommend the most from dirtdoctor.com. And if you go that route, you can do a purchase of these books, which will help you with some sensible recommendations and this natural organic approach. You can do it at a $50 level and get membership into the Organic Club of America, or do it at a $75 level and get not only membership in the club, but some of the seed grown in my garden and in Bob Webster's garden in San Antonio. You can just donate that amount of money to the nonprofit Texas Organic Research Center, but you might as well get that much value out of the books. And even if you have them, you can give them to someone else. Back to the phones. Let's get caught up here. Russ in Ava, Illinois is next up. Hello, Russ.
Good morning. It's Ava, Missouri.
Ava, Missouri. Boy, I'm not even close there. Missouri spelled I-L. That's interesting, Mary Rose. What can I do for you, Russ?
It's been hot and humid here, and my sweet potatoes are going crazy, and I was wondering if pruning them back is harmful to them or not. And then also my green beans, I got pole beans, and they've been putting on a lot of blossoms, but no beans yet.
You know, a little shade of some kind might help in cutting back really damaged foliage might help as well. But I think those two things in combination would be necessary, especially as this heat continues. And that might be worth giving a try. You could use some kind of shade cloth that's held up on bamboo poles or metal stakes or, you know, reinforcing rod or something like that. Other people will, if they have a stand of bamboo or even some other plant, you can cut off some limbs and put them up on the west side of the plant so the foliage is there for a while, and then as it burns and deteriorates, the plants are kind of reacclimated to the sun coming through again. You see what I mean? You can use it on a structure, or you can just plant, you know, stick them in the ground, countersink them in the ground on the north and south sides of the plants.
Well, I've pruned my sweet potatoes before, and it doesn't seem to hurt them, but I just wondered if it was beneficial. I feed the, you know, I put the trimmings into the compost, and the plants don't wilt or anything, and it's just they'll go 20 feet away from the row if I don't prune them back, though.
No, I think that's fine, especially if there's some damaged foliage. But even if there's some real healthy foliage, if they're continuing to grow like that, yeah, go ahead and prune them back. And we do that with squash plants that are trying to take over the garden and that sort of thing. So, yeah, if you need to do it, that's fine.
Okay. And then what about on the green beans as far as the all blossoms and no beans?
That's where I was talking about maybe giving it a little shade from the sun. Y'all have had extremely unusual heat there, too, just like we have.
So, yeah, we have.
Yeah, so giving it, that's what I was talking about, giving the plants a little bit of temporary shade on that west and south side, I think it's going to help you set some fruit. The other thing that you can do, Russ, that works as well as anything I've ever tried to help set fruit on flowering plants and food crops as well, is the Garrett juice formula, sprayed on the foliage and drenched into the soil both.
And there's a recipe for that on your website?
It's in the website. Basically, the Garrett juice formula is compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. And the compost tea can be liquid humate, too. The liquid humate is actually what we use in the what the companies that make the commercial products use in the commercial versions of Garrett juice. But it's compost tea or liquid humate. A cup of that per gallon, and then 1 ounce each of liquid seaweed, molasses, liquid molasses, and apple cider vinegar. That's the basic Garrett juice formula.
And you just spray that on, or you put it in?
Spray it on the foliage and drench it into the soil both. And nothing will help set flowers and set fruit better than that will. But think about that little bit of shade help as well with this crazy weather that we're having this year as well.
I will try it.
Okie doke. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Howard. Bye.
Let's see what's up with Larry in Missouri. Where in Missouri are you, Larry?
Ava.
That's Ava,
yeah.
Missouri. Okay. I just had the wrong spot there. What's going on?
Oh, I've got a gentleman that had a problem with sugar ants, and I've got a home remedy for him, and it works.
All right, what you got?
Okay, get you a quart mason jar. Get a 1.5 cup of warm water, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1.5 tablespoons of borax, and stir that up real good. And put some cotton balls in there and let them sit a while. Then take them cotton balls, wherever them sugar ants are at, put 4 or 5 them cotton balls down, and that will cure it.
No, that's a good way to go, and it's similar to some of the little baits that I've got on my website on DirtDoctor.com. I appreciate the tip. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else. I've got to run. I'm going to be back right after this.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, Spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Don in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Hey.
Hey, Don.
How are you?
Good.
I spoke with you last week about this large oak tree, and it had a large wisteria growing on it, so yeah. I removed that.
Right.
And areas where it was wrapping around there, I observed there's three holes in it about the size of your finger, and these large black ants are moving in and out of there. And now I don't know if it's my imagination or not. I always thought the tree was healthy looking, but it does seem, compared to the other oak trees, it has a little fewer leaves than the other ones, but, you know, it's got plenty of leaves on it. I just, you know, I'm wondering what I should do now. If those large black ants are eating something in there, you know, I don't know anything about those trees. And
well,
what,
the ants aren't really a problem. They're just taking advantage of a situation. You could have had some borers or something else that caused the damage, and then they're going in and taking advantage of the dead and decaying wood. They don't hurt the tree. Probably what hurt the tree was the wisteria. Have you taken it out yet?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's why I discovered the holes that was behind the
getting it out. Well, that's probably what did it. Kept a spot too wet, and you got some disease going there, or an insect, a borer, took advantage of that condition created by the vine.
Yeah, you this need is to make, in the bark, you know, and the hole looks, as I look in there, a little like a darker black,
right,
the size of your finger. And
you could spray. You could splash some orange oil mixed with water, add, you know, a couple of tablespoons per gallon, and squirt some into the holes in case there's any beast around. That'll kill the ants, but they're really not doing any damage. You don't need to worry about them. What you do need to make sure is okay is look at the base of the tree and make sure the flare is dramatically exposed, you know, at the ground level. And if
right.
It's
That's what actually brought me to looking at the tree when I saw one of your videos on YouTube about the root flare, and that's okay. I do have a lot of, I don't know what you call these wide leaf little plants. I call them lilies, or maybe they're, it's a plant that dies back each year that grow all at the base of this tree because it's so shady, like No.
Well, there's going to be various things growing, you know, if you don't knock them
out.
They
need to be killed out. I mean, they're fine.
They're not going to hurt the tree, but just make sure that the soil is not just okay, but dramatically removed from the root flare. You know, I was telling you about the magnolia over there in Texarkana.
Right.
And we've got a photograph of it on our website on dirtdoctor.com in the magnolia listing, and I'm standing on the flare of the tree under the tree, and that's how, even with a smaller tree, you want that kind of condition. You want that flare exposed so much that if you wanted to, you could walk up and stand on it.
Well, I would say maybe this is not that large. I guess.
Most people's aren't.
I mean, but I was looking at it's YouTube videos. So, is there anything besides exposing that root flare? Can you do that with water? Just pressurized water? I see that
you can, but it's
air.
A mess. I've done it with water. You got to be a little bit careful if you're using a high pressure washer. That if you get the nozzle too close to the flare, you know, they're pretty tender since they've been underground and being kept more moist than they should be, you can blow the covering off and do some damage. But you can do it with water. I've uncovered some trees with water. I normally do it with the air spade or by hand with things like a Japanese planting knife and a blower and things like that. But any way you can get the soil off, the hard tools, you need to be more careful, and water, you need to be more careful than with air and with brushes and things like that.
Do those holes need to be sealed?
Probably not. You can put a little orange oil in them, like I said, and knock out what's there. If you want to seal them up, use some putty. Just use a house putty.
And what did you say, orange oil and water? How much orange oil?
About 2 ounces per gallon of water. That'll kill ants, or any other insect, for that matter, for the most part, and will not hurt vegetation, will not hurt leaf growth, and wouldn't hurt the bark for sure.
Is there anything I should spray along the root line, you know, to make the tree healthier? Is it?
No, just do the entire sick tree treatment, which means you're treating not just right at the base of the tree, but the whole area, the whole yard in most cases, because a tree of any size, its root system is growing out all over the whole yard.
Right. I mean, since I have these three, and there's only three, is this tree sick now, or do trees normally rot on the inside?
No, I just think that the vine, the wisteria on it, was cutting into it and crowding it and doing some damage. If you get the flare exposed, I think it's going to be back in business. If there was any decay inside, the tree has the ability to compartmentalize and seal that off, and can grow and have a rotted inside for 200 years.
Okay.
That's not necessarily a problem at all.
The root flare that's exposed, like, I've never added dirt to that area, but the root flare that is exposed is natural. Are you saying just over time with leaves falling that it's probably gotten too high?
Yeah, a tree can be too deep in the ground by totally natural conditions. It just germinated too deep in the ground and grew up. It doesn't have to be one that's planted. Any tree, and it doesn't matter how old the tree is, if it doesn't have a really dramatically exposed flare, it's not as healthy as it can be.
Okay. And so I could just look at YouTube videos or on your page?
Look at that. Look at my books online. We show examples. The new book that we did with Mother Earth News has the most detailed information about the root flare stuff, so you might look at that little book. It's very inexpensive. It's got all the latest stuff in it.
Okay.
You can get it off dirtdoctor.com. I got to run.
Thank you.
I appreciate your call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books.
His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Frankie family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Righty, Howard, back with you. Let's try to get caught up here a little bit. John's calling from Eustis, Texas. Hey, John.
Good morning.
What can I do for you?
Just thought I'd mention a few things about health. Your first hour, you had somebody talking about heartworms. Since I do animal rescue, looking after myself, the main thing I recommend is people getting the book The One Minute Cure by Madison Cavanaugh. It tells you how to use the 35% food grade hydrogen peroxide, which has a infinite number of benefits. But on the heartworms, of course, oxygen will kill heartworms.
What's the name of the book?
The One Minute Cure.
Okay.
It came out in 08.
Using hydrogen peroxide as a heartworm treatment?
Yeah. I've been using it for years, it kills heartworms. Before I got the information on oxygen, I was using ivermectin, which is a horse warmer.
Yeah,
and
pretty toxic,
I found out that yes, it's bacterial and is the active ingredient is bacteria, and ivermectin also kills mange mites, and you can get that in it. It's kind of like oxygen. It just costs pennies compared to what you get at the veterinary. And so I thought I'd mention that as far as heartworms. just pennies a day for either oxygen or ivermectin.
Ivermectin is way, it's not anything I'd recommend. That's a toxic product. It might have been a microbe to start with, but it's just a lab made chemical product, and it's very destructive on biological activity. When you use it, for example, on a regular basis with animals, and they, you know, their poop builds up pretty good in the soil, you can really do a lot of damage to the life in the soil. So that's a good one to stay away from.
Okay, well, I didn't understand that.
The hydrogen peroxide product would be terrific. I think that's a good tip.
Yeah, it took me years to find out that that one vet admitted that ivermectin was a bacterial.
It may have started out that way but it's a lab-made chemical.
Okay. Well, I just thought I'd mention that. But I always recommend oxygen, first of all, for everything, anything and everything.
Yeah.
But on cancer, several years ago, I read an article in Life Extension magazine about a guy in Japan who had stomach cancer, and after his last meeting with his doctor, he was supposed to get his stomach removed. A week later, he went home and pigged out on reishi mushrooms and had to be feeling better. But when he went into his doctor 5 days, he pigged out for 5 days on reishi mushrooms and went in, didn't say anything to his doctor. And when they took his stomach out, they couldn't find any cancer, just a bunch of T leukocytes and T killer cells.
Well, it's a shame they took his stomach out then.
If he had said, you know, I'm feeling better, why don't we check something? But he didn't say anything to the doctor.
Not a very good story.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll check out that book, 1 Minute Cure, huh? That covers the hydrogen peroxide treatment. That sounds like a good tip.
Yeah, it tells you how to use it. Most people are kind of scared of using the 35%, I had on the reishi mushroom, I had a calico kitty cat, 14-year-old, developed a pea-sized hole in her chest, and I started giving her reishi, and it went away. And the other thing, if you're concerned about age, strokes, and clots, take hawthorn berry. It prevents strokes and clots.
This reishi mushroom that you're saying, how do you spell that?
Reishi, reishi.
R-E-I-S-H-I.
Reishi. Yeah, now, like boxers and golden retrievers, they have a terrible immune system. They're real high on the cancer list, and so I've got a boxer, and I had a golden retriever mix, and I give them, if they get, like most of my puppy dogs live to be at least 15 or 16, and they do great right up to the very end because they're on oxygen, and I give them other supplements like turmeric and reishi mushroom, and they do great right up to the last week or two, or maybe a month. They'll fade, but they live at least 15 or 16.
That's great. That's great.
One mama, she's probably at least 16 or 17.
Okay. John, thanks for the tips. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for calling. Talk to you again.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the thing that Dan Kirby and Bob recommend on the fleas and ticks and the heartworms, which will be a little easier for you to get, what he was talking about is worth looking into for sure, and I will. But the much easier standard approach on fleas and ticks is NexGard, or for cats, the spinosad product, and then on heartworms, the HeartGard. Product for those are both prevention type products. Here's Mary in Dallas next up. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Howard. I know you're swamped, so I'm going to try to be quick. I have a beehive, and I have it has a stand with the four legs, and I have cookie tins underneath each leg.
Okay.
I heard that canola oil or any kind of vegetable oil, I guess, I don't know, put in the tins would keep the ants out of the hive, but I'm kind of concerned because the oil does, when it rains hard, which we haven't had any of that lately, but when it rains hard, it will splash out on the soil, and I do have to scoop debris out of them periodically, And so I'm just worried about the soil. I do have some herbs and different plants for the bees planted and things like that. So is there anything that I can put around these tins that would help the soil? I'm just worried about, ruining it.
Well, just from time to time, putting some compost or some mulch there is probably all you need to do. I'm not a big fan of canola oil. I think it's a horrible oil. And there's some.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's some people that still recommend it whole foods, for one.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I use it all the time.
What I use instead of that is coconut oil, real butter, real lard, olive oil, things like that. Canola oil is made from a man-made plant, and I just have all kinds of problems with it. But as far as in the soil, what it would do damaging, I don't think it'd be much more than any other oil. You could use an essential oil that would be the cinnamon, clove, peppermint, rosemary, those kind of things. And it might even be, it'd be better for the soil for one thing, and it might even be better to have around your bees than the canola oil.
Where would I get cinnamon oil at?
Well, any of those essential oils have those ingredients, BioSafe, the EcoSafe is another one. It's a local Dallas bunch. There's one called EcoSmart that will be in even the big stores. And they all, if you look at the ingredients in these products that are in general called essential oils, you're going to see basically that list of herbs that I mentioned, rosemary, peppermint, lemongrass, those kind of things. I mentioned earlier in the show that Dr. Mercola on his website has an essential oil that has a real nice blend of those essential oils. And I think any of those products would be better than canola.
Goodness, I've been cooking with canola oil for years, thinking it was a great oil.
Yeah, it's got a lot of press, kind of like Roundup, about it being a wonderful oil, but it's nowhere near as good as coconut and avocado oil and like I said, real butter and other kinds of fats.
Yes, I'm a believer in real butter.
Yeah.
I mean, and you can cook with canola. I know you can cook with olive oil, but, sometimes when you fry certain things, if it's not at a high heat, it doesn't fry well, which I don't fry a lot.
Well, coconut oil would be one for you to look at. It's got a really good heat tolerance. It doesn't burn easily at all. Avocado oil and several of the others are good too. But I give my dogs Tater and Nellie a little bite of coconut oil before we start our breakfast routine every morning. They love it, and it's great for them.
Well, that's wonderful to know. And I've got my dog on Tri-Heart Plus. I know you've been talking about heartworms. Do you recommend that?
It's Tri-Heart. I'm not familiar with it. Is it like a heart guard product?
I think so. It's a tablet.
You might look at the ingredients.
Let's see.
And see if they're the same as heart guard. Heart guard's one of the safer ones to use. It's one that Dr. Kirby down San Antonio recommends. And there are more natural ways to go than Heart Guard and Next Guard, but as far as the chemicals and avoiding, a bigger long-term problem, those are among the best. Comfortis is the spinosad product. I couldn't think of the brand name that some people use for kitty cats.
I use that for a flea treatment. Is that okay?
Comfortis?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
What
Next Guard is for, also fleas and ticks.
Yeah, I hate to give my dog poison, but I worry about heartworms.
Yeah, you got to worry about the heartworms and too bad an invasion of fleas and ticks. I think you're on the right track though. Just look at getting away from canola if you can.
Oh, well, thank you for that information.
Yeah.
Never realized that. And okay, well, I appreciate the help.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see what Roger. Thanks for holding, Roger. Appreciate your patience. What can I do for you?
Okay, so I'm going to have Tyson Woods remove a couple of big Bradford pears in my yard.
Okay.
And one time you recommended some trees to replace them with, and I want to get two or three of your top recommendations. I'm looking for a majestic, you know, casts a big canopy. I want something that's really durable, disease resistant, and then a recommendation on when to plant them.
Okay, well, planting them sooner the better is the answer to that question, because you can get bald and burlapped in container trees that are going to be, you know, in better shape in the ground than they are in the containers above the ground. You know, there's no transplant shock worry or anything like that. On the big shade trees, the things that I would look at, the number one big fast-growing shade tree, I've got one in my backyard, and it's really pretty impressive how this thing does. It's called Mexican sycamore. It's different than our American sycamore. It's faster-growing, and it's more disease-resistant. I tell you what, rather than rushing through this, Roger, can you hold with me? You've held a long time, but can you hold just a little bit longer, and we'll go through this?
Be delighted.
Okay. I'll be back with you, and you will be first up. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Website is dirtdoctor.com.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. The bright green box features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside. No other probiotics today has Dr. O'Hara's world-famous quality for restorative digestive well-being. Enjoy the same trusted probiotic formula that I take every day and consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere, also on Amazon.com.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer.
Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, let's get back with Roger and talk about these trees. You got a pencil ready, Roger?
I do indeed.
Yeah, the sycamore, the Mexican sycamore, if you want a big, fast-growing tree, it'd be hard to beat. It's just terrific. The other that ought to be considered for a big, grand tree would be bur oak, red oak, and pecan. I'd also put in that category, I'm a big cypress fan in general, but the cypress that grows the fastest and is the biggest and gets to be the most incredible. In fact, it's one of the trees that I cover in my tree lectures, the Montezuma cypress in Oaxaca, Mexico, but it'll grow in your yard to be a beautiful tree. Also, Texas ash is a good one. It's similar to a white ash, which grows all over the country, and it's a good ash. The medium-sized trees, I would look at today's mystery photograph, the big tooth maple. Also, Lacey oak, L-A-C-E-Y. It's a medium-sized oak that's spectacular. And I'd put ginkgo in that category, even though ginkgo, with enough time, gets to be a big tree. Mine's really big now, but has outgrown every ginkgo ever planted, I think. And then in the small tree category, my favorites would be Mexican plum and Persian ironwood. And you'd have to put crepe myrtle in there and Mexican buckeye and some others, but those would be the best. There's also one, a native that we have here in this area called the escarpment black cherry. It's a fantastic little tree, and there's a close kin to it that's called the red I'll think of it in a minute. I'm just drawing a blank on what it is. That'll give you a list to start with, and if you use a mixture of those or just pick one, it'd be fine. If you're going to pick one of them, the biggest, most spectacular in a short period of time would be the Mexican sycamore.
Okay, bur, and then you said bur oak and red oak.
Bur oak and red oak. The red oak, you want to use the native Texas one in your case, being here in North Richland Hills. And pecan trees are beautiful trees. You have to put them in that category.
And then Montezuma
cypress. They do not have the knees that the regular ball cypress have, grow faster. The only slight negative, and it can be a pretty big one in certain winters, it's so close to being evergreen that it will, with a certain kind of a freeze, you know, a sleeting rain that catches and hangs in the tree, it'll get real heavy because the foliage is still there and can get some limb breakage. That's the only negative about it.
But the big tooth maple does get to be pretty big.
Big tooth maple is, I'd say, a medium-sized tree. It's not going to get as big as the sycamore and red oaks and bur oaks. Big tooth maple, probably the biggest ones in Texas are 50 or 60 feet tall. You know, they're not in the 80 and 100 feet range, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So the last question I have is, any certain time of the year you recommend planting them?
I plant them right away. Just use my techniques.
I mean, but I'm saying if I do it in the fall, is that
if you
bad?
Do it in the fall, that's the ideal time to do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And you think Tyson Woods can get a hold of most?
He can handle all those. That'd be a benefit of working with him, and you already are doing it, so that'd be
a good
way to go.
Thank you so very much.
I appreciate the call. Good luck with your project. And the plant, I couldn't think of the name of it. I've had trouble a couple times today. Red Canadian Choke Cherry. It's very similar. It's very closely kin to our native escarpment black cherry. And the Red Canadian Choke Cherry will grow anywhere. It's very well adapted to a wide range of climates and soils. And it comes out in the spring a beautiful lime green, has white flowers, and then the foliage turns red and stays red until fall and turns a deep reddish purple. Lori in Dallas, the last two callers may not get both in, are about fleas. What can I do for you?
Hey, Howard. I have a recommendation on a product called Buck Mountain Herbal Gold. It's a parasite dust, and it's for fleas, ticks, lice, mites, and other. It only has three ingredients. They're organic, and I got it from the PetHealthAndNutritionCenter.com.
Okay, Buck, say again, Buck Mountain what?
Herbal Gold, G-O-L-D.
Buck Mountain Herbal Gold. I'll try it out. Thanks for the tip.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate your call. And Angie, did you have a similar comment?
No, actually I have a question about bare-rooted trees plant versus container. Since container, it seems like every time you buy them, they're potted too deep in the soil.
Right, almost every time.
And so would it be bad? This is for a large project for my church, and we're wanting to plant some trees for screen. And so I was thinking, well, maybe bare root would be better.
Well, if you've got time to wait and you don't mind it, bare-rooted trees are really the best way to go because they're not in a container and the roots all circling and all that kind of thing. So if you can get some nice-sized bare-rooted trees, that's really the best way to go. Second best would be container, but hydrate the roots and spread them out when you plant them. And then the larger trees, the best way to go is bald and burlapped.
Okay, so what would be the best size if money is a factor?
I'd say an inch caliper trees would be ideal. Let me put you on hold if you had something else real quick. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I've enjoyed being with you today very much. Thanks for calling. Go organic, everybody, and enjoy your healthy gardens and those healthy trees. See you next time.